thing from wearing all black outfits to being overly emotional. These days, goth can mean anything from wearing all black outfits to being overly emotional on social media.
But before the internet happened, goth meant something very specific.
A brief history of goth.
Originally, goth was a subset of the UK punk scene that was less into straight-up nihilism than a romanticized fascination with darkness.
Beyond a wealth of classic literature, the first goth, as we know it, was probably Susie Sue, who even before the Banshees was already tweaking punk fashion by adding more fishnets, more eye makeup, and increasingly bigger hair.
While Susie set the template for goth safety pin Victorian style, Joy Division provided the foundation for its stark sound.
But goth didn't become something distinct from the overall post-punk movement until August 1979, when Bauhaus released their 9.5-minute-long masterpiece, Bela Lugosi's Dead, which mixed Joy Division's bleakness with Susie's aggressive sensuality and ignited a youth culture phenomenon.
As goth flourished throughout the early 80s, established post-punk groups like The Cure began playing up their moodier sides. Newer bands like the Sisters of Mercy, The Birthday Party, and Christian Death joined in to help turn Bauhaus's vampiric vibes into a full-blown movement.
As the scene grew, the sound diversified.
There were the dreamy moods of the Cocteau Twins and much of the 4AD label at the time, death rock, which gothed up the 80s rockabilly revival, and dark wave, which happened when goths inevitably collided with the industrial dance scene.
Shut it down. Just skip it. Goth reached the peak of its pop cultural influence in the 90s with the popularity of Nine Inch Nails, The Crow, and The Sandman, all of which helped lead a new generation of disaffected teenagers down the path of sad poetry and pancake makeup.
Goth's crossover success soon led to its downfall, though as it got mixed up with nu metal and third wave emo, eventually leading to the birth of an abomination known as mall goth.
But even as goth was reaching its lowest point, the seeds for its resurrection were already being sown.
Today, rock is goth, but rap is goth too. Kanye is definitely goth.
Picasso is dead.
TV and movies are goth. Fashion's super goth. Star Wars is goth.
Snapchat's goth if you use the right filter.
Find anything in the world and someone's figured out how to make it goth. 4 decades after it was born, goth is better than alive. It is undead. The end.
Hello everyone out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Radio Shoe here on BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. I'm just Stella. And I'm here every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., bringing you shows with a different theme. Well, actually, sometimes we have a theme, sometimes we don't. And this week, we most certainly have a theme. First of all, I'd like to wish all you listeners out there a very happy, spooky Friday the 13th. I think it's quite auspicious that 2017 starts out right off the bat, throwing us not only a Friday the 13th, but with a full moon as well. So, if you're not out howling at the moon, but you're sitting at home, don't worry, we're gonna celebrate all the same. That was a great little video about the history of goth that's an animation. Not all the jokes really translate to radio, so if you get a second, look it up, watch it again. But that kind of lays the groundwork for what we're going to do this evening. I've got a great show for you. My girl Tanya is here with a bunch of goth 7-inches for us to play. Super special. We'll have some more special guests throughout the evening. And so just sit tight, sit back, relax, and let's get our goth on. I'm going to start with, I'm like, if I had to qualify myself on a scale of 1 to goth, I give myself a 4, 5, 6, depending on the day. I definitely went through a goth, maybe that mall goth phase that was discussed there in my high school years. I spent some money at Hot Topic. I wore a lot of eye makeup and listened to Marilyn Manson and some pretty gross nu metal that I'm not proud of. But actually, my sophomore year high school photo, I dressed as goth as I possibly could, and it's in the yearbook. I posted it to Instagram as Flashback Friday. It's pretty much one of my favorite photos from my youth of all times. But these days, you know, I'm not the expert, and I've wanted to do a goth show for a really long time, which is why I thought I'd bring in some experts this evening to kind of share with you the experience, so people who know more about it. The other exciting thing is that we're actually going to be 3 hours of goth music on BFF this evening. Too Cold to Cry, which is on after us. Stavros will also be playing that Dark Wave jams. So, you know, get excited. And let's start with just like a classic Susie song. This is Hong Kong Garden. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
Bring the veils of rice and red. sometimes try to catch her, but never even call her name.
Yeah. Celebration.
listening to Radio Shoe here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. If you haven't caught our drift yet, it's Friday the 13th, there's a full moon, and we're playing traditional and non-traditional gothical music this evening. We got special guest DJ Tanya in the house.
Hi! Spooky guest DJ.
Spooky guest DJ. I was trying to remember, what was your DJ, what is your DJ name?
Record Stealer Wheeler.
Record Stealer Wheeler.
But I got married, so it changed things.
Oh.
So, if any of the listeners can come up with something better for Yule.
That doesn't involve Christmas.
I mean, Christmas is great.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah.
It needs to be a little gloomier.
Yeah.
Ghoul. We started with...
Record Stealer Ghoul.
Oh. Ghoulie-yoolie?
Ghoulie-yoolie.
Ghoulie-yoolie? We'll work on it, guys. We'll be here for the next hour and a half or so. So we got some time. We started that set off with Susie and Hong Kong Garden. Then we heard the song that I've been playing on repeat lately, The Catch by The Cure off of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. Then Tanya started playing records... And, oh no, sorry, then I played She's in Parties by Bauhaus. Then Tanya started playing records. there's some basics in there, and then I got a little deeper. Did I get it right? Is it A Question of Time? No.
Yes.
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 A Question of Time.
Oh no, Black Celebration.
No, Black Celebration.
Yeah. Black Celebration.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's by Depeche Mode. That part
I got.
That part I got right.
Yep.
And then we heard Mad World mm-hmm. by Tears for Fears. Mm-hmm. And Tanya, why don't you tell me a little bit about your goth box?
I can't take full credit for the gray goth box because I know there's someone listening out there in the outer ways that would say that goth box is rightfully his, and it's true.
Okay.
I think there's 5% of my darkest secrets in that box, and then 95% might be somebody else's.
All right, well, that's okay. I was going to let you take full credit for it.
Yeah, it's a shared.
For listeners at home, it's a 7-inch box that is like Hot Topic wishes they could sell something as authentic as that goth box.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's dark. All right, what are we going to hear next?
We are going to hear Susie and the Banshees.
A little more Susie.
I was outside.
I know.
I didn't realize. And then...
I panicked.
What are we doing? We are... Oh.
Or
Placebo Effect.
Placebo Effect. Here we go. We're actually playing Vinyl Night, so, you know, that's cool. Can you tell the difference?
No requests.
No requests. No requests.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
This is one of Tanya's all-time favorite songs in the world, FYI.
Thank you.
listening to Radio Shoe here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. We're going to put some Clockwork Orange on in the background just to, like, have some chill vibes. We got Tanya in here. We got
Record Stealer Wheeler.
Record Euler Cooler.
Yeah.
Cooler Euler.
Ghoulie.
Ghoulie Euler. I think it's going to be Ghoulie Euler. I'm sorry. I think it's going to stick. Ghoulie Euler in the house this evening playing jams. We have some other guests in the studio as well. We'll call Renee out because she's got some headphones on.
So, hi.
If you hear, oh, that one's on too.
Oh, is it on?
Yeah, you got your own.
Hi.
There we go.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
This is
thanks
like
for coming.
Real radio.
This is you've anointed us real radio. I'm honored. We're doing goth music this evening. I was gonna have Tanya do it, but maybe I'm gonna do a dramatic reading of some of these titles that we just heard. They're all pretty good.
So
we started with...
Hold on, you've got to like...
Sorry, I'm going to get... The, okay, we started with...
You've got to calm yourself, and then you've got to deep breathe,
we
and
started
then you've
with,
got to read.
We started with Ophelia, but tired eyes slowly burning. That was off the album Tear Garden. Then we heard Threshold by Dead... Ten.
Dance.
Yes. No, that was perfect. That was perfect. Followed by A Single Day. I don't even know. Can you want to try the clan?
Oh, it was Medusa, Clan of Zymox.
Ooh. Oh my God, I remember this.
And that's Sam. He's here too.
Sam's here too. He's our silent co-host.
And if this room was bigger than 5 feet by 5 feet, I would have been throwing quarters at the floor. Dancing.
Interlocal 4.5.
Dancing. Dancing.
And then we heard Another Day. So we heard A Single Day followed by Another Day. So I'm glad that wasn't Another Day. These are messing up the titles on here.
I'm drinking, so I'm not really remembering. All honesty.
I'm glad that my pristine archive of what I play on this show is really taking shape this evening.
You're supposed to be taking notes. I sleeve them and forget it.
The
sleeve
station,
it, forget it, walk away.
The stage manager sends people to my show to be like, this is how you archive
your
show.
I think you got it. We'll just pull.
We'll just pull it.
This wine is...
Were you ever a goth, Tanya? Like a practicing goth?
No. I think, I would consider at one point in the late 90s, maybe moth-ish.
Yeah, moth-ish.
Moth-ish.
Is that mod goth?
Yeah. Okay. But, like, wore a white belt but hated emo.
I mean, I never got into emo either. That never... Mm-hmm.
But I was into rockabilly, you know. Yeah. There's been this, like, you know, list of things that have been going around the internet, and I will... say I was a card-carrying do-ragger.
Yeah.
So I got like a nice stack of stray cats. Anybody wants to come over and have a listening party?
I actually also have a nice stack of stray cats. Maybe that's where our record collection actually combines.
Maybe.
It's right there in like 1978.
Yeah. But, you know, I do go dark at times.
True.
And, so there's always a place for that.
How about you, Renee? Did you have a goth period
in
your life?
Yeah, I was like goth when goth was the first round of goth.
Yes.
Because I'm like old. But yeah, so in fact, I had a friend came over who's roughly your guys' age, and I told this story to Tanya. And she saw a picture of me, and she was like, "Ah, how cool. Were you guys all dressed up for Halloween, like the Breakfast Club?" And I was like, "No, that was 1983, and that's how we looked."
Yes, so good.
So, yeah, I did have my goth phase.
Yeah, I sent you that prom picture.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It's super good. I feel like my... Shout out to my mom, who was also a goth.
Yes.
I feel like you guys could hang seeing those photos.
Yes.
Do you own some crinoline skirts?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Back in the days, yeah.
Wait, can we introduce Sam?
He doesn't want a microphone, but he does want to, like, whisper things.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
No. So there's a picture of Renee on the
beach with her friends, and she, you do look like you're from the Breakfast Club.
I know.
There's a guy with curly, dark hair, and you have on, like, a blue or reddish top, and you're all sitting on the beach, and you're kind of smiling.
Oh, yeah.
It was really beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Goss
it's
at the beach.
It's Goss at the beach. I actually, I lied. My goth thing that I have a hashtag that I've actually filled out on Instagram entirely my own that is hashtag travel goth. Because when I travel, I only bring black clothing.
So smart.
And the first time, Tanya and I and some friends went to New Orleans and we were all wearing, like, we opened our suitcases in, like, New Orleans for, like, this, like, fun, festive vibe, and we all just had black clothing everywhere. And so we just stood around looking sad in front of, like, graveyards. And
well, you know, in all fairness, it was raining.
It was raining. Okay. All right, Daniel, let's spin some more records.
Rainy day music.
What do you got here that you would like to play for us? Nothing queued up.
I forgot.
I'll stall.
Nothing queued up, so keep talking.
The sad thing, well, not the sad thing, the interesting thing about internet hashtags is that anyone can use them.
Uh-huh.
So actually, someone else has started using my travel goth. Like,
well, that's how something grows.
But she's like super mall goth and goes to Disneyland a bunch.
Ooh, that's awesome.
So, like, it's just her and I using this hashtag, and we kind of like, she must know I exist. I know she exists, but we don't.
Oh, mall goth. Define mall goth.
Hot topic.
Hot topic goth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for our generation.
I mean, like, I.
We had Spencer's. Do you remember Spencer's?
Oh, in the mall?
Mm-hmm.
Spencer's. I remember Spencer's.
Yeah. That's the same idea as Hot Topic.
Yeah. It's I would go.
Hot Topic is a brand.
It's like a store. There was one on Telegraph Avenue because I didn't go to the mall as a child, and I would hike in the rain in Berkeley from my friend's house to like pay homage to Hot Topic.
You know, black light posters and things with skulls on them.
Yeah,
I was always boring. I never used to.
All right, Tanya, what are we playing?
Okay,
here you can use my mic.
All right, so we are going to be playing some current 93. I'm going to put you through this. And the reason being is that I've been watching a lot of, I don't know, Vatican era television lately. So this just makes sense.
And again, she's had a little wine.
And I've had a little wine. And I just think you need to listen to some current 93.
Howl at the moon, guys.
I have no idea what Vatican.
Wake up!
When I saw you standing there, the flowers dying in your hair, child of harvest time, coughing up moss. Black flowers, the perfume trailing in dust, hoisting torn pennants at the spike of that hill. Your smile started bleeding, and then the mill, shearing and sharing your love and your rage, whilst hawk's heads descending spit out a new age. It isn't very bad in the dark over.
Broken smile. Do you fear death? She says to me and shows me.
seven stars, seven seals over 7 years of road cross. Well, Christus tells us that little children suffer. It's only right that we should learn to suffer too. The first seven are red as blood. The second seven, not so red. The third seven, like whitish smoke. And all the world seemed to be in darkness. And all the world seemed to be in brightness. There are four corners to the world I lie. And forms of fire have leant across its floor. And little banners displaying their little creeds have made our seas on earth as red as poppy fields.
In the street. You can try and cover it up with whatever you like. lipstick, mascara, that kind of thing. He won't fool me. He won't fool anyone. They'll take one look at you, and they'll know the kind of person they're dealing with. You can laugh about it. You can pretend you weren't involved. But you know what went on in that room that night. You know what was said. And you know you'll never forget.